get right out to the guest line. He's a free agent, getting ready to get a new contract. I think he'd be a great fit to be reeled back in with the Detroit Lions. We'll see what happens. Lawrence Jackson joining us here on the program. What's happening, Lawrence?
What's going on, guys?
Oh, we're doing all right. Lawrence. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing good. First off, let me tell you, I love the show. I listen to it every day. great source of football knowledge because I'm a fan first, unfortunately, in a weird sense, and a player second. Really love you guys' intake.
Thanks, Lawrence. We appreciate that. And how's your world getting ready to launch here? I mean, sometimes it's anxiety-ridden, free agency. Sometimes it's the best thing ever happened to you. You've already been through some strange business maneuvers in your career from Seattle to Detroit. What's going on with you?
There's a little bit of anxiety, obviously, with the past, and the circumstances that I faced. I'm in a position where I want my career to grow. I've been a reserve for Detroit for a couple of years, buying time for the opportunity to get an extended role. And that's really what I'm looking for, the opportunity to play and realize my goals and all the dreams that I have as a professional athlete.
Are you guys talking with Detroit? You could sign today, being one of their guys. How much dialogue is going on between your agent and the Lions and Martin Mayhew at this point?
They've been in contact. I don't think anything necessarily related to the contract situation. Hopefully they reach out and give a call and get the ball rolling a little bit. I mean, it would be great to have something done before free agency starts, but if not, if I'm free to test the market, I welcome that too.
Interesting times in Detroit with their defensive line, right? All of a sudden, Cliff Averill out of contract, Kyle Vannebosch done, you out of contract. One of the great strengths, and because of who you are and how well you play, great depth at the team, all of a sudden all that's gone. I can't even help but think they definitely need you back. And maybe there's the expanded role for you right there in your home of Detroit, not another team. But if it's another team, I'm looking at the people that need defensive ends, and your agent can start talking to them for real this weekend. Are you anxious for the outside world, or if all things were equal, would you just want to go back to Detroit?
Yeah, I love the organization. The scheme is unique, different from, 99% of the other schemes. I think anytime you have the opportunity to play with two young studs, and Nick Fairley and Ndamukong Suh, that's a huge plus. Obviously, Cliff and Kyle both having expiring contracts, or Kyle being released and Cliff, have an expiring contract, opens up the door for an ideal return for me. I feel like the last couple of years, I played right defensive end, for scheme purposes. And I feel like, if Cliff comes back or if Cliff doesn't come back, it'll open up a chance for me to play a position that I naturally feel I'm more productive and more successful. And that's the left defensive end. And, moving forward, I know that I have the comfort to play both sides, but being able to find a home and kind of create the production that I know is expected out of me, I feel like having the opportunity to play left hand for the Lions would be ideal.
Yeah, and you have not started a game for the Lions, and I believe you've got about 13 sacks for them over the last 3 years. So, Lawrence, anytime you have played, you've produced. I've done games where you have, made some staple plays in the game. Talk about, you said it, the unique defense for the listeners and Detroit fans, I think, would love to hear it from you. Just talk about the concepts of the wide nine techniques. Just kind of put that into layman's terms for the listeners and why you do it.
The wide nine is a defense that originated down in Tennessee with Jeff Schwartz. And back then it was geared to stop the Colts and what they wanted to do. But over time, it's evolved. And they had a player in Albert Haynesworth who was, at that time, king of disruption. And I think that, the defense is centered around being disruptive and playing in the backfield. And when you have two wide nine techniques like that, you make it hard for teams to get the edge on you. And when you have two guys in the middle that's capable of messing something up every single play, it just presents a lot of trouble for the opposing offensive line. And the key is having guys who can play both the run and the pass. And it causes a lot of trouble for teams. And there's a few ways that, you know, we've seen teams attack us, but over the years we've gotten better at adjusting to that stuff.
Seems like a lot of teams in doing your games, if they are going to run the ball, they like the crack toss if they can get a tight end outside you, and then they like running right at the C-gap to challenge really the size of your outside linebackers. And I think Levy's got it, and he's re-signed today. I think Justin Durant, who I thought had a very good year last year, I think those guys get attacked in the defense because naturally that's where the crease is.
Yeah, I think being able to set a strong edge is something that they've emphasized, and giving the D tackles room to operate. And I think it all starts with setting a strong edge. And that's something that I felt like I did a good job at. My time out there, I haven't really been in games where teams have run successfully to my side a lot. And if they have, it's, for a couple of yards. So, I definitely feel like I help out in that regard, but the key in our defense is shutting down that C-gap with a strong asset, and that'll give the linebackers the ability to, read and react to what we're doing up front like they're good at.
Lawrence, this is going to be a little bit of a strange question to you, but I want to talk to you a little bit about the 34 front, and I say this because when I was at the Jets, we had a young guy that I thought he was a left defensive end in a four-man front. He was a one-gap penetrator. He was a pretty good edge player. He could hold up against a double team, but mostly he was a guy with quickness. And when Coach Belichick came, he saw him as a guy that could play the five technique and play it pretty good. Bobby Hamilton was his name. I'm wondering if you feel or if you have any notion or sense of you in a 30 front. Only because I think with all the teams rolling towards it, it might be something that opens up another door. Do you feel like you're big enough and your arms long enough and you have a little feel for being a two-gap player?
Yeah, I feel that's something that I can do. If you go back and look at my college film at 2006 and my senior year in 07, Pete adapted a similar defense that he brought to Seattle. And I really played the three technique majority of the time my last 2 years in college. So I was warding off double teams and, playing backside on the school block and things like that. And then when he came out there, I was able to play the heavy five technique that Red Bryant plays pretty effectively. Obviously, he has bigger size and a lot more mass than I do, but I feel like playing a run is something that, I'm bred to do, whether it's a 30 front or, base 4-3 or Y-9. And, being able to use my athleticism and my quickness is something that could benefit me in that situation as well.
Yeah, and I think, and I don't know if Pete has any regrets or not, but I would certainly regret ever letting you go because they've been looking for an inside pass rusher ever since you got moved to Detroit.
Yeah, I mean, it was a tough situation when they – first brought the scheme in. I sat down and talked with Pete and expressed my desires finding a spot to fit in. I was the only defensive lineman at the time that was over 260 and under, 295. And I felt like I was, out of place. And, he told me that I there was a role for me and that I could play, either the heavy five or the rabbit position and be a more of a technician and a hand rusher on the right side. But, I just felt like I didn't fit. And towards the end of everything, he decided, maybe you were right. Sorry we didn't see it early on. But being out there would have been great, but they really gave me a unique opportunity to get out there, still relatively young in my career, answer questions about me being a bust and not being able to play and things like that. So I was very fortunate to get out early on and go to a team where they could utilize my skill set and my talents. And, I'm happy with the way things worked out in Detroit. I wish I would have, played a little bit more, but I understand the circumstances.
Where are you now? Where are you hanging out? You down in L.A. or are you in Detroit?
Yeah, I'm down in L.A. Working out on campus at SC and that new facility they have, trying to be smart about not only my health, but the areas of improvement that I need to get going on and different things like that.
Are you a guy that can go in and take a visit with the team and them put an offer on the table and you walk out of that building without it, thinking maybe I'll go look and see what else is out there? Or you are one of these guys that feel like, you know what, first guy that says they love me is where I'm going, because I want to go where someone wants me. I respect both views, by the way. I think the player has to think about what drives him. How much interest has shown in me, or my chance to test the market, I'm going to take full advantage.
Right. You know, Pat, I feel like the biggest thing that I'm looking for is respect. I feel like I'm a consummate professional, show up to work every day, prepare, practice hard. I put in the time, and I want to go to a team, whether it's Detroit or elsewhere, that have plans for me. If a team says, hey, you know, we want you to play, you know, this role for us, and this is what we believe you can do. You know, this is the opportunity that we're going to give you, and that's something that I'm looking for. I'm not necessarily too concerned about the money, because from a business perspective, I'm like a small startup company waiting for a nice angel investor to come in and say, we believe in your product. You know, we want to take you big. You know I won't command, you know, some of the huge contracts that some of the defensive ends are getting, but, you know, I know that I can work my way to that level of respect. And if a team says, hey, you know, we want you to play this role and we're going to give you the freedom to grow into that role, I could put the Oscar-winning performance, you know, in a sense.
My feeling is the monetary number is going to tell you what their role is and what their expectation is for you.
Yeah, I agree with that. Obviously, teams have, you know, an idea of how they want to set their roster and how they want to spend their money. At this point, I'm confident in my abilities. Playing the right side the last 2 years and going against some of the best offensive linemen in the league have only sharpened the sword that I bring to the game every Sunday. Going back to the left, having faced the likes of you know, Ryan Clady and Dwayne Brown and Jake Long and things like that, I feel like it's only an advantage for me. And being able to use my speed and my strength and my hand moves is something that I feel like is an asset that can help a team win.
Lawrence, we appreciate you, man. Thanks for about 12 minutes, bud. Best of luck in free agency. As soon as you get signed, call us back. We'd love to talk to you about your new team, and it might be the Lions.
I definitely will take you guys up on that offer.
Take care, Lawrence. Good luck.